Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan, hour number three, episode number 91. Great to be here. A loaded final hour for you. Top three at three is coming up. The next SEC coach to be canned. Describe your sex life in a movie title. And so much more coming up in the final hour of the show today. About to get to the top three at three. But before we do, friend of the show, Neil Pappas, listener of the show, joins us right now on the program. Neil, thanks for hanging on, bud. What's up today, man?
My main man, Mark, listen, I want to talk first of all, I'm going to talk to you too, Mark, but I'm going to talk first to that Golden State fan who had decided to call in and talk smack about LeBron. First of all, I have a question for him. How long has he been a Golden State fan? Probably about 4 years, I guess, 4 or 5 years. He's going to tell us back in the day when they had run TMC, but I know that's not true.
Sure.
Second of all, Kevin Durant is a punk. If you guys don't know what punk is, just ask my boy Mike Stathakis what a punk is in Greek, because Kevin Durant exemplifies everything that a punk does.
Neil, what is a punk in Greek?
Well, I'm not going to say it on the air, Mark, but I'll just tell you, it's not good.
Thank you, Neil. Listen to him.
Answer the question, Neil. Come on. Let's make Lonzo uncomfortable. That's the goal in this hour, to make Lonzo uncomfortable. Here we go.
Second of all, to you, Mark, about this asterisk thing, because you know you and I go back and forth with some things we agree on, some of the things we disagree on. I completely agree with Lonzo. You cannot put an asterisk. What are we going to do? We're going to put an asterisk beside Michael Jordan and say he might be the greatest player of all time because his two best, biggest shots were against one-on-one with Craig Elo and one-on-one with Byron Russell. Or he might be the greatest player of all time because the best team that he ever beat in the finals was the Utah Jazz team, whose third best player was Jeff Hornacek.
Come on now. All right, well, Neil, anything that is subjective has a figurative asterisk next to it anyway. Titles normally are not asterisk because it's objective. They are the NBA champions. Are you kidding me?
You
consider the Toronto Raptors the champions if they beat a team that doesn't have Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson on it. You think that's a legitimate championship?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, come on.
They will get rings. They will get a trophy. That makes them a champion.
Lonzo, there's a phone call here, man. Stop taking sides against me. Guys, I do not appreciate this type of double team, okay? I do not appreciate this type of double team.
Before we get to your little trivia thing over there, let me just say this. Yes. You're talking about smack talk. You're talking about trash talk. You're talking about my boy Kawhi Leonard. All I got to say about trash talk is this, Mark. Whenever I finally get you and Diddy on the court, 2-on-1, I'm not going to say a damn word. All I'm going to do is remember the score, sir.
Okay.
Call the next day, that's when the trash talk will happen.
Okay. It's going to be like buckets, score, nope. Yeah, it's not going to go too well for you there, Neil. Okay, let me ask you this, Neil. In this hour, we are doing, I thought this would be a fun little exercise that we're going to do today, okay? In the 320 segment, we are going to do Describe Your Sex Life in a Movie Title. Now, what you guys don't know is that I grabbed Neil's call during the commercial break, and I primed Neil for this particular question because Neil has referenced his sex life on the air before, right? So I thought, who better than to ask this question than to one Neil Pappas, frequent caller of the show? And we've got other callers calling in right now. They're quickly going to drop off the line, Lonzo, once they realize what I'm asking Neil. I only do this to people that I know, and I feel like I know Neil at this point, so I'm going to do it with you, Neil. Neil, describe your sex life in a movie title.
All right, I'm going to give you two, and I'm going to give you why I'm going to give you two. Number one, if I'm in the doghouse, it's going to be The Hand, because obvious reasons. Now, if I'm not in the doghouse, I am married to a beautiful Puerto Rican lady. Puerto Ricans are crazy in bed.
Yeah.
It is going to be From Dusk Till Dawn. That's all I'm going to say, Mark. From Dusk Till Dawn.
So if he's in the doghouse, it's The Hand. And if he's not in the doghouse, it's From Dusk Until Dawn. From Dusk Until Dawn.
Well, let me just say this. If I'm in the doghouse, it's The Hands, because I'm ambidextrous with that. So I'm just saying.
Hey, listen, listen, Neil, you're crossing the line here a little bit, my friend. All right, Lonzo's shaking his head. He doesn't know what to do with that. Lonzo has this look on his face that my mom does when she's watching shows that she knows that she shouldn't like and be laughing at, but she really does. Like, Lonzo has this. Yeah. What?
You are my favorite producer by far, Lonzo. You're one of my favorite guys in all the sports. Don't blame me. Blame Mark. It's all him. Yeah. It's all his fault.
Hey, listen, I had to do it on Producer Appreciation Day, Neil. I really, really did. Let's get to.
All right. First of all, Jimmy has already called in, and the rule is you can't go back on. But Neil just called him out, so. I thought we'd break a rule and let Jimmy go back on and defend himself.
Yeah, let's give Jimmy 30 to 45 seconds. Jimmy, we are letting you break a rule today, Jimmy. I think it's only fair, Jimmy, if you give us a movie title as well, because we're letting you break a rule here. Do you have a movie title, Jimmy, to describe your sex life?
I don't know a movie title that describes my wife as being the most wonderful lovemaker ever.
Okay, I'll let you address Neil's point quickly. What do you got?
All right, for one, I'm a Steph Curry fan, and I became a Golden State fan. So I've been a Golden State fan ever since Steph Curry came to Golden State. Now, as far as Kevin Durant being a punk, I would agree with him right now because Steph Curry has two surgically repaired ankles. He's playing with dislocated finger. He played with 102 temperature the other night, and he's out there giving it his heart, and he's helping his team win. So, Golden State doesn't need the asterisk. They're probably going to kick Toronto's ass anyway, with or without Klay Thompson and the others.
You think so, huh? I don't know, man. I don't know. Jimmy, thanks so much for the call. I do appreciate it. I don't think they're going to win without those two. I really, really don't. All right, Lonzo, we've got to get to it right now. It's called the Top 3 at 3, and the Top 3 at 3 begins right now.
La 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 la. I'm just gonna sing for. I mean, we can go for the entire hour. Maybe I'll sing the Barney song. I love you, you love me. You need to tell me to hit it. Oh, he's leaving the room. We're a happy family. Get over here. With the great big hug and a kiss to me to you. All right, I'm gonna be quiet.
You don't screw with my silence, son. Hit it. All right, the top three at three. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, the Charlotte Panthers are officially... The Charlotte Panthers, shame on me. The Carolina Panthers are officially here. Not according to yours truly. Henry McMaster, the governor of South Carolina, signed into legislation the tax breaks today. The Carolina Panthers had a pep rally, a press conference, if you will, today in Rock Hill, South Carolina. And folks, I'm telling you, I'll be telling you this till I'm teal and black in the face and silver as well. Okay. The Carolina Panthers are now as much your team as North Carolina's team. Period. End of story. Thanks for playing. Headquarters here. Base is here. Practicing here. Period. Okay? They are now your team. This is official. This is a fantastic day. And we continue to have these days to celebrate the Carolina Panthers, who, in my opinion, by the way, just might be a top three team in the NFC this year. I will hear any debate to the contrary, but I think if you debate me on that, you're probably going to be wrong. The Carolina Panthers are about to boss the NFC. May not win the NFC South, but they're going to be a lot closer to the New Orleans Saints than many people realize. Next up. So this really, really bugs me in a serious way. The NBA is looking at banishing the word owner from its lexicon because a certain percentage of teams, the LA Clippers and Philadelphia 76ers among them, and players, say that the term owner is an offensive term. Folks, this really, really, really spoils my spuds, all right? I don't get it. I don't like it at all. This from listener Thomas Guzik, who gave us the definition of owner. A person who owns something. One who has the legal or rightful title to something. The owner owns the franchise, not the players. This is ridiculous. That perfectly summarizes my feelings, my thoughts. We're on a slippery slope now as a society with wanting to curtail and take back everything. And really, the dawn of the social media age has given outrage all new life. We are now taking the steps to pretty much erase all of our history as a nation, right? And in some of these things, I'm not in support of. If there are truly hateful people, yeah, take those statues down, right? Absolutely. But this erasing of our history makes no sense to me. There were grievances and egregious misconducts in any era that you could have possibly lived in. And in no way, shape, or form is the word owner meant as anything that's racially insensitive to the players. This has nothing to do with old school plantations. This is somebody who owns a business. For crying out loud, man, this kind of weak sauce stuff makes me absolutely sick. I don't get it. I don't like it. And, you know, like, do I wish there were more minority owners? Yes. Do I love the fact that the best basketball player in the history of mankind is an owner? Yes. But according to one Steven Jackson, who also played in the NBA, who also happens to be African-American, well, let's just say he sides with me.
I think people are looking too deep into the word owner. When Michael Jordan became an NBA owner, everybody was praising. We have a black owner in the NBA. I love the word owner. I own a company, and I love the fact that to tell my kids or people that didn't expect me to be where I'm at, to tell them that I own a company. So you work hard, and you come and you bring something from the ground up. You deserve to be known as the owner of the person who's running that corporation. You can call them CEO, whatever. But the owner word, I love it because it's a title that you've given after you work hard to build something from the ground up, and to own something, it means a lot to me.
All right. And I totally agree with one Steven Jackson. Thank you, Steven Jackson, for saying that. You've worked hard to earn that title, to own a company. You should get to reap the benefits of that title. Stop with this racially. Everybody's so damn sensitive about everything these days. It's driving me nuts. And finally, folks, in this time slot yesterday, I told you about the great miniseries on HBO, Chernobyl. Okay, I watched the finale of that yesterday. It was fantastic. If you don't have HBO, it's worth getting HBO for. It's fantastic. Five parts. Each show is like a movie. So in honor of Chernobyl, which was an electrical plant, a chemical plant that exploded and radiation filled an incredibly wide area. It resulted in between 4,000 and 93,000 deaths, 4,000 and 93,000 deaths. And there's an exclusion zone that even all this time later, 9606, 33 years later, you still can't enter the exclusion zone because of the high rate of radiation that still is in the area. You can't enter it. There's an entire part of the world that is like The Walking Dead. You're not able to enter the area. In honor of Chernobyl, Lonzo and I opened the show today by asking, what would you like to eviscerate in sports? What would you like to eviscerate in sports? Absolutely right. So I've said today I would like to eviscerate the one-game Major League Baseball playoff. I would also like to eviscerate the fan that never wears his team colors, that's ashamed of his team and never wears his team colors. And I would like to eviscerate Major League Baseball officials, because we don't need them anymore. I want to automate the strike zone. The strike zone is not something designed to be subjective. I'm tired of hearing phrases that should never exist, like the ump is calling the outside strike tonight. The hell does that even mean? The strike zone is clearly defined. You can have sensors on the bases for safe and out. You can have K-zone behind the plate. I don't need you anymore, umpires. I'm tired of you guys and your stupid personalities trying to control the whole damn game of baseball. It's one of the things that's turned me off about baseball to begin with. Lonzo, can we get to your eviscerations in sports here? What do you got?
Sure. My number one was unwritten rules in baseball. My number two was weight limits in NASCAR. Let the fat guys drive. And my number three, which should be my number one every single day, Mark Ryan.
Those Those are today's top three at three. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do at 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN. We have said here today in the top three at three, the Panthers officially signing the tax cuts to the Carolina Panthers in Rock Hill, South Carolina. That celebration really entrenching the Panthers as part of this state now. The fact that NBA players are crying about ownership, the word ownership as in terms of the NBA. And what would you like to eviscerate in sports in honor of a great documentary miniseries in which there was an evisceration? Chernobyl. All the ways you can get in touch with us to chime in, 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN. The text line is there for you. It's 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter, where we encourage you to unfollow Lonzo so he can be stuck on the biblical reference of 666. We only need one more to go to get there. You can follow me at Mark Ryan on Air. You can unfollow Lonzo at Lonzo on Word. You can follow us at ESPN Upstate. And you can email the show, Mark, M-A-R-C, Ryan, Mark Ryan at ESPNUpstate.com. Coming up next, who's the next SEC coach that's going to be canned? And if you had to describe your sex life in a movie title, what would you choose? We'll ask Lonzo that question next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. A fun conclusion to the hour, including one of those feel-good moments in the best thing we heard today. By the way, the best thing I saw today, this doesn't translate to an audio medium like radio, but the best thing I saw was Jarvis. Did you see this, Lonzo? Jarvis Landry's daughter, a wild fawn came up to his daughter and wanted to be pet, like a wild fawn. And his daughter pet the wild fawn. And I realize there's a controversy there, like, okay, does the mother then disown? I think that's more with birds than it is with mammals, right? But I think, it was an awesome video to see, like a wild fawn walked up to Jarvis Landry's three-year-old toddler, and the toddler was petting the fawn, and then the fawn was following the toddler around. The fawn was too young to know that it's supposed to be afraid of humans, but it created a really adorable situation.
See, I have a 10-month-old granddaughter at home right now, and I'm watching it, and I'm thinking, would I let her get anywhere near that fawn? Because my first thought would be, that thing is rabid. I know it wasn't acting rabid. It was a nice fawn and everything.
Do fawns get rabid?
I think anything can get rabies. Yeah.
But I think that's normally associated with bats and raccoons, though, right?
Oh, no. Humans can get it. If humans can get it, so can other animals.
I get that, but it's not associated with that. A check on the text line at 71307. So I started watching Chernobyl because of Mark's recommendation the other day. I've watched the first three episodes and decided to do a little research. There's actually still 100 people or so living in the exclusion zone. After years of forcing everyone to leave, they finally gave up. So it's one of those situations where, like, hey, if you want to live in an area where nobody's living and you're going to be exposed to lethal doses of radiation, we're not going to stop you. But incredibly powerful documentary. And in honor of that, we asked on today's show, in honor of the evisceration of Chernobyl, what would you like to eviscerate in sports? All right, Lonzo. So I want to get to this. The SEC has reached an incredible level of continuity that they haven't experienced since 2006. Do you guys realize that this last season was the first season since 2006 that every single SEC coach returned from the previous season. Now, in 2006, you had Rich Brooks at Kentucky. Boy, he sucked. Sylvester Croom at Mississippi State. He was 2 yards in a cloud of dust. Phil Fulmer at UT. He's what Lonzo wants to see out of a NASCAR driver. Bobby Johnson at Vanderbilt's forgettable era. How did these guys not get canned? Urban Meyer at Florida. Les Miles at LSU. Thumbs up. Houston Nutt was busy paying players at Arkansas, allegedly. Ed Ogeron at Ole Miss. Wasn't a good coach yet. Has become a better coach. Mark Richt at Georgia. Mike Shula at Alabama. Nick Saban wasn't the coach. I guess he hasn't been there 13 years, huh? Mike Shula at Alabama in 2006. Can we go back to having Mike Shula at Alabama, please? I like that era. Steve Spurrier at South Carolina. I talked to a former producer of mine in Atlanta today, who told me that Steve Spurrier's time at South Carolina was the last time they were relevant. Don't shoot me, folks. I'm just merely the messenger on this. Tommy Tuberville was at Auburn, and nobody was fired that particular year. No one was fired this year out of the SEC, and that is freaking incredible when you consider that the pressure that is under all of these schools and all of these teams and all of these fan bases, it's really incredible. And I think it was just kind of the perfect storm of timing, if I'm honest with you. So much in life is about timing. I think your personal life is about timing. If you meet the right person at the wrong time, it's the wrong person. Because it's not the right time for you. And right now, the timing isn't right to fire a lot of these guys. Matt Luke, Ole Miss, just got his start. Jeremy Pruitt, Tennessee, just got his start. Barry Odom, Missouri, just got his start. Dan Mullen, Florida, lit the world on fire. Year one, relatively speaking, getting the Gators back to the top 10. Will Muschamp at South Carolina, is he fireable this year? Lonzo wishes that he was. Lonzo certainly wishes that he was. I'm not sure that he is, though. So, who is the coach most likely to be canned in 2020? We're talking about Gus Malzahn at Auburn, who has lost 4 seasons in a row now. Is it Matt Luke at Ole Miss, who basically settled for them? I think the assistant who's never been a head coach, who the team settles for because the players want him, I think that's never a good hire. I think Matt Luke might be in a little bit over his head. Jeremy Pruitt, Tennessee, I have no idea what to make of that cat. None whatsoever. The recruiting seems to be a little bit better, but the recruiting was pretty decent under Butch Jones, right? Tennessee, I have never seen a program go from the penthouse to the outhouse faster than Tennessee has with just consistently poor hire after poor hire. Remember the mid-90s when it was Florida or Tennessee every single year? Remember when Neyland Stadium, being the biggest stadium in the country, actually meant something? I mean, goodness gracious, man, what the heck happened there? You look at the other coaches in the SEC, Mark Stoops is in a good situation, right? I think Vanderbilt right now is in a good situation. So if you can believe it, I actually think Gus Malzahn is the next coach that's going to lose his job in the SEC because he's not throwing the ball enough. He's getting good quarterbacks, and he doesn't allow them to utilize their skill set. No elite quarterback wants to commit to Auburn because that's not an NFL system. It's a high school system that you're running. It's ultimately why Paul Johnson didn't work at Georgia Tech. Because he ran a high school offense that you were never going to get the elite players to commit to. Is the triple option tough to prepare for in a week's notice? Yes. But why does Georgia Tech suck in the bowl games every year? Because when you got 30 days to prepare for that offense, it's not that special. It's not that unique now, is it? Were you ever worried as a Clemson fan that the Tigers would fall to Georgia Tech? Probably not, right? Because by about the third quarter, you figured out their little gimmicky offense, and you realize that Clemson has infinitely more talent than they do. Well, Gus Malzahn runs the closest thing to the triple option that's in the SEC. I don't think it has a lot of validity to it anymore. I think people have caught on to the kind of gimmicky run offense. He doesn't let the quarterbacks throw enough, and I think this is the year they go 7-5. They've got a brutal conference schedule that not only features the SEC West, but also has an at Florida on it. And I think Gus Malzahn, the heat rises enough on his posterior this year that they make the change. Auburn makes the change, in my opinion, this year. It just happened. Neil Pappas on Twitter says, Jimmy just gained my respect by calling back and saying what he did. I love Steph Curry, always have. Just ask my brother, who I was praying the Lakers grabbed in his draft. Yeah, that would be Steph. He's the real deal. And Kevin Durant is a punk. Not just a punk, but a Greek punk, which whatever that means. Michael Stathakis, Michael, evidently you need to tell me what a Greek punk means, because Neil...
Please do not. Because he will read it on the air and have no qualms about it at all. And I got to figure out if I should dump it or not.
Please let me read it on the air here, Michael. Why does everyone want to put an asterisk on everything, Michael says. Clemson won a national championship with multiple players suspended for a PED scandal that 6 months later they still don't have an answer for. No one wants an asterisk for that. Why would they? I wouldn't. Okay, there's always a dig at Clemson coming somewhere. Neil Pappas continues, one of the best shows to date, guys. If I had to eviscerate three things in sports, it would be as follows. In baseball, exactly what you said, no umps.
Thank you for pausing to let everyone know that it wasn't ready.
Also in baseball, no one-game playoff for Neil Pappas. In basketball, no anticipation foul just because of a missed layup. There you go. There you go. It is what it is, what it is. All right, Lonzo, I have been waiting for this moment for quite some time, and there are a few brave soldiers out there, like a Neil Pappas, that are going to be willing to participate in this, that can even use an alias if they want, a fake name, so they're not incriminating themselves, all right? And so I was thinking about this, you know, and people always say, and I've heard this a lot, and it's interesting, and it's kind of what people like about our show here, Lonzo, is that I've heard that they like that we talk about everything. We talk about everything under the sun. We talk about more than Lonzo wishes we would talk about, and this is probably another one of those topics, all right? I want to know, just out of curiosity and just for fun, that if you folks were to categorize your sex life by a movie title, what movie title would you pick? I will provide special recognition for anyone with the cojones to take part in this. I really, really will. 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN. We've heard from Neil Pappas already. Neil Pappas says if he's in the doghouse, his sex life can be described by the movie title The Hand. No explanation necessary. If he's not in the doghouse, his sex life can be described by the movie title From Dusk Until Dawn. That's impressive. I mean, what you guys don't know is Neil had less than 2 minutes to think of those, and those were pretty outstanding. I gotta give a thumbs up to Neil for that, okay? So your sex life in a movie title. 71307 is the text line. You can start your text with the word ESPN, and away you go. The Twitterverse can be found at ESPN Upstate. If you'd like me to read your tweets, please send them to me at MARC Ryan on Air, at Mark Ryan on Air. And Lonzo on Word, where we invite you to unfollow Lonzo so he can end up right at 666 followers for the biblical reference he wants to avoid. All right, Lonzo, I predicted before the show that you would not take part in this particular segment. I predicted before the show. Is my prediction accurate?
Oh, no, I'll participate. You won't be happy, but I will participate. You know, since you've been here, everything you said I wouldn't do, I pretty much have done.
Do you see the strategy here, folks? All you do is you tell Lonzo he's not going to do something, and he's one of those contrarian types. He's not listening right now. Don't worry. So you do like a little reverse psychology on him, right? You say he's not going to participate because he's writhing there in discomfort. And then lo and behold, when it comes time, push comes to shove, the dude will actually participate if you just kind of roll with the subconscious there. You gotta hit his subconscious where it hurts. You really, really do. All right. So look at this. New followers, new movies. Midnight Rider 007. That should be the name of his sex life as it is. His one word, his movie title to describe his sex life is Top Gun. Fantastic. That is fantastic. Lonzo, can I get your movie title that describes your sex life? I've been waiting for this. I'm shocked that you are participating in this today. I'm very kind of
prepared
impressed.
To be disappointed because I have impressed you every single time when you've had this.
Yeah.
And I've been set upon and
I've
been ridiculed the entire day. And you said a movie title that would describe my sex life.
Yeah.
And here's the name of the movie. There's been two of these movies. One came out in 2014, one in 2017. You can IMDb it. And the name of the movie is None of Your Business.
That is the Lonzo answer out of all Lonzo answers. Okay, what does IMDbing it mean, by the way?
You don't know what IMDb
is?
No,
I've seen it online. I don't know
what that
is.
Any movie that's out there, a TV show, or even voiceovers for video games, okay. IMDb will give you a list. Like, say you look up, what's your favorite actor? Give me your favorite actor.
Denzel Washington.
All right. You look up Denzel Washington, it will list every single movie he's been in, what year it came out, if he has producer credits or director credits, all that kind of stuff. That's what IMDb does.
Yeah, listen. Here we go. The text line is blowing up. Okay, let's see. Gone with the Wind is a texter's sex life. Another texter says Random Acts is the movie title that describes their sex life. Lonzo, are you ready for the description of my sex life in a movie title?
No, I'm actually ready to go to break. I don't want to hear yours.
Well, tough, Lonzo. This, unfortunately, you have no choice but to take part in this here today, okay? You have no choice. Michael Stathakis, by the way, says in his favorite Dana Carey George Bush impression, not going to do it. He's not going to do it. Mine is very simple, Lonzo. It's very simple to hear. It's very simple to understand. My sex life in a movie title is as follows. The Longest Yard. There's no real explanation needed for that. I'm sure you can figure it out. I'm very confident about myself. So my movie title to describe my sex life is The Longest Yard. All right. I know you're impressed. Don't act like you're not impressed, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? Don't act like you're not impressed. Stop yawning at me, Lonzo. That's not funny. Okay? That's actually very hurtful on Producer Appreciation Day. All right. Coming up next, we'll continue to get to your sex lives as described in a movie title. But also, coming up next, it's time for Either Or. We've got a fun one coming your way in Either Or, and that's next right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So a couple of new followers have shared the same movie title. We've been asking, if you're just joining us, for you to describe your sex life in a movie title, right? After we just declared that Gus Malzahn will be the next SEC coach that loses his job. Midnight Rider, who himself, his Twitter name should be his own movie title. It's fantastic. He and Jason Bain, they've described their sex lives with a movie title, Gone in 60 Seconds. And our main man, Neil Pappas, wants to chime in again. He is taking umbrage with my movie title to describe my sex life, which was Lonzo, The Longest Yard, which is self-explanatory. Okay, that's the movie title that describes my sex life.
Why do you have to say my name every time you mention your title?
Very confident in my ability. And Neil Pappas chimes in. Your movie name should have been The Longest Inch, Mark. The longest inch. So I don't know where he's going with that, but I think it's very, very hurtful, Neil. And you and I are no longer friends, and this is a very, very sad day for me. By the way, there was one of these that got really popular a couple of years ago, and it was Ruin a Movie Title, right? It was Ruin a Movie Title. So some of the funny ones that I saw were Yellow Snow White. Which still cracks me up to this day. And anyway, Lonzo, mine for that particular discussion, Ruin a Movie Title. Have you heard of Saving Private Ryan? You ever heard of that movie? What did I do with that, Lonzo? Can you guess?
You switched some words around.
I switched some words around. And my move to Ruin a Movie Title was Saving Ryan's Privates, right? Which we should all think about, we should all care about. That's something we should all do on a daily basis, is worry about saving Ryan's privates. If you do, I will thank you tremendously for that particular kindness that you would offer me. Gosh, Lonzo, what should we do here? What do you think? Do we get to either or because we teased it? I think we should do one because we teased it and we want to pay off our tease. Nobody likes people that don't pay off teases. Can we agree? I mean, teasing and not paying off is a wrong thing to do in any walk of life.
It can leave you blue. That's all I'm saying.
There it is! Finally, a sexual joke from Lonzo. Let's bookmark this. 3:48 and 7 seconds. I can't believe it. Lisa, did you hear that? Incredible. Either or starts now. Sorry. I'm so damn proud of you, man. I really am. So damn proud of you. By the way, Michael Stathakis says The Fast and the Furious is his movie title. I think that's tremendous. Tremendous to describe his sex life. All right, Lonzo, only time for one. What do you got?
All right. Is this onside or offsides? Holding a grudge against a fellow employee who forced you to text Canada.
Why is it always a current grievance that you have against me? And you always ask me said question. You can do better than that, Lonzo. We had a guest that was not showing up, so he wouldn't answer his phone, so you text him. I'm on the air. You got to do it.
It's Canada, man. It was Canada.
You got to do what you got to do, what you got to do. All right. If you're the Golden State Warriors, you can lose and keep Kevin Durant, or you can win and lose Kevin Durant. I'm talking about the finals this year. What choice do you make if that is your option?
Win and lose Kevin Durant, because then you prove you never really needed him in the first place.
I totally agree with you on this particular case. I think it's worth it to lose any player if you won one ring. I'll give you any player on the team if you give me one Super Bowl trophy, one World Series championship, one Stanley Cup, one Larry O'Brien trophy. I'll give you anybody. Just let me win one. That's all that matters. So hell yeah, I'll let you take Kevin Durant if we win the NBA title this year. I'd rather have that than no guarantees of any. Are you kidding me? That's either or for today, an abbreviated version coming your way next. We flip the script from a little bit more of a controversial, borderline dirty show to a feel-good end of the show. And we'll do that next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to have you with us on the show today. Always appreciate new listeners joining us. Want to remind you guys, we're a grassroots marketing effort here, all right? And I love that many of you like the show. I like that many of you love the show, and it's an honor to be able to do it for you. I ask you this. If you could, please do me a solid and tell one friend about the show. Tell one new friend about the show. I would greatly appreciate it because I feel like the more people that are exposed to it, the more people will like it. I don't expect you always to agree with me. Sometimes you might be annoyed with me. Sometimes you might be pissed off, but I think you'll find the show interesting and entertaining. And that is always our goal, and I hope we're achieving that for you. So appreciate all of our new followers on the show. Gone in 60 Seconds seems to, Lonzo, be a very popular name for the movie title. We had a caller during the break that called in and said what?
Less than zero.
Like, less than zero describes his sex life.
I have to admit, it took me a second to get it.
It did. He's like, what is he talking about? Come on, Lonzo.
Sorry,
come on.
My mind is not normally down where yours is.
Yeah, there you go.
It's an uncomfortable place.
All right, so Billy and Taylor says his sex life can be described by the movie title The Nun. Is that there's a lot of ways to take that. Is it that means he gets none, or he's dating a nun?
Or he's celibate like nuns are supposed to be.
Yeah, like nuns are supposed to be. That's a rough life, man. I'm going to tell you, that is, I don't know about that, man. I really don't know. All right. Be that as it may, as I can feel my mother listening and shaking her head in disappointment at what her son has become.
Don't worry, I'm shaking my head too.
All right. It is time to get to this, Lonzo. This is a little bit of feel good. It's a little bit of a flip of the script, okay? And this, to me, is one of the coolest things in sports. When you have a walk-on on your football team that has earned a scholarship, something that football programs are doing right now is they're doing it in an unexpected way as a surprise at the conclusion or the beginning of practice or in a team meeting. So what we have here are the different schools that are giving their walk-on scholarships live. Now, Lonzo, if you don't mind, while this is playing, could you just share with the people, because you're looking at the video as it's playing. Oh, you're not looking at the video. Okay, never mind. I was going to have you share the schools, but these are videos shared with us from walk-ons receiving scholarships. It's tremendous.
And we'd like to congratulate Austin Alsip for being awarded a scholarship.
Because these three guys have just been put on full scholarship. Yeah! Your certificate? What is it? What? Read that out. Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
It's not right that you guys are walk-ons. You're both on scholarship. Congratulations.
Why don't we make him a scholarship player? Right now?
The reactions sound very similar, but the reactions are tremendous, and it's genuine. I love it because it's genuine excitement for the success of someone else, and I don't think we get that enough in life, right? I mean, when's the last time we were truly excited about someone else's success? I think it's absolutely tremendous. By the way, Midnight Rider closes the show with his description of his sex life in a movie title. Don't dump this, Lonzo. Deep Impact. It's a movie title, Lonzo. Lonzo, turn around. It's a movie title. All right, Deep Impact. Describes his sex life. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for making this show so fun for me. I hope I do the same for you. Straight Up with Sturge is coming your way next. Thanks for making the most interactive sports radio show in the Upstate part of your afternoon. Remember, you're Offsides with Mark Ryan on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.